The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Tokyo on the final stop of a world tour which is focused in large part on the crisis with North Korea. Alistair Wanklin is in the Japanese capital.
We are committed to take action together.
Speaking in Tokyo after talks with his Japanese counterpart, the U.S. Secretary of State said North Korea's neighbors will not tolerate it having nuclear weapons, and that includes its ally, China.
The goal of both China and the Republic of Korea is the denuclearization of North Korea. And that was strongly reaffirmed by my counterparts in Beijing.
John Kerry said North Korea would find the United States a ready partner for talks. But he said it's important now to avoid the cycle of recent years, which has led to the present standoff with North Korea threatening to start a nuclear war. Some analysts expect Pyongyang to perform some kind of military gesture Monday, the anniversary of the birth of Kim Il-sung, North Korea's late founder. Japan's foreign minister, Fumio Kishida, said talks could only take place when North Korea honours existing commitments, such as those regarding its nuclear and missile programs. On Monday, the U.S. Secretary of State winds up his world tour with a public speech here in Tokyo and with talks with the Japanese prime minister. Other subjects on the agenda include negotiations for a free trade zone between nations around the Pacific Ocean, a group that excludes China. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.